This news story was written by Chelsea Janes. In Japan, a baby-faced pitching savant is ready to disrupt baseball norms. MLB teams are watching Roki Sasaki, the precocious right-hander with a remarkable arsenal. How soon he arrives stateside remains to be seen. Chiba, Japan. The next big star is coming. Everybody knows it. They will not say so because he will not say so. He will not say so because Japanese baseball stars are not supposed to leave home early, and he has already broken a few rules. But Roki Sasaki, a 6'4" right-hander with a tantalizing arsenal, is coming to Major League Baseball as soon as he can. And because he is so eager, and because MLB teams are so eager for what he can offer, Sasaki seems almost certain to eschew tradition by pushing to leave for the United States sooner than almost any other Nippon professional baseball player has. Sasaki, 22, is in his fourth NPB season with the Chiba Lotte Marines, a team headquartered east of Tokyo. His fastball hits 103 miles per hour. His splitter leaves hitters shaking their heads. He has a 1.94 ERA in 59 career outings. MLB executives have known his name for years. What those executives do not know, and still don't know for sure, is when Sasaki will make the move across the Pacific and into their eager arms. But conversations with multiple executives, scouts, and agents revealed a shared suspicion. MLB teams are planning for Sasaki to be posted this offseason, long before he would become an international free agent, even though neither Sasaki nor his team will confirm the plan. His careful push comes as an unprecedented number of Japanese stars are making their presence felt in MLB, and it's a high-profile challenge to the system that requires those players to wait until their teams decide they are ready to make them available to major league teams. If a player leaves before he turns 25, he qualifies only for a limited signing bonus and rookie salary when he reaches the United States. If he qualifies only for a rookie salary, his NPB team does not receive the same amount of financial compensation that it would if he signed a traditional free agent deal. To date, only Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani left before he turned 25, though the consensus was that he was as ready to jump as he was rare. But as more and more Japanese stars find their way to stateside stardom, the dutiful wait becomes more and more difficult for both players and MLB teams to tolerate. The uncomfortable reality for Japanese clubs is that talent is starting to outweigh tradition, and those in the industry on both sides of the Pacific see Sasaki's situation as both a product of changes underway and a harbinger of change to come. The Marines, Sasaki's NBP team, did not make the pitcher available for an interview, but even if they had, he probably would never admit publicly what people around him say is evident behind closed doors. Despite NPB's long tradition of waiting to depart, the 22-year-old wants to play in MLB as soon as possible. "He asks me about the big leagues every day," said his Chiba Lotte teammate Gregory Polanco, who played 8 seasons for the Pittsburgh Pirates. "I go in there, and he's joking around. I'm going to this MLB team. I'm going to that MLB team. He's so ready to go." MLB scouts and executives seem to think Sasaki is coming too. They are scouting him regularly. They are traveling to Japan to see him. And they are keeping international bonus space clear for him just in case. Because of the limitations on how much any team can pay him, almost every team in baseball, not just the usual free-spending suspects, is likely to make a run. But an early posting would have financial implications for Sasaki, the Marines, and whichever MLB team lands him. The way Japanese players become available to MLB suitors, known as the posting system, sets the parameters by which a Japanese player who has not played the 9 years needed to become a free agent in Japan can make a move to MLB anyway. That system mandates that both the team and the player agree to make him available for major league teams to sign, and it sets out the percentage of his eventual deal that his NPB team will receive as compensation. The more he signs for in MLB, the more his NPB team makes. But if a player is posted to MLB before 25, Ohtani remains the lone player to have taken that route. He receives the same treatment as teenagers from Latin America. He enters the majors on a rookie salary, unable to immediately negotiate full free agent contracts. At best, he can negotiate a signing bonus, but his deal is subject to international bonus pool restrictions. Those players cannot make as much money right away, and their NPB teams get less compensation as a result. Japanese teams have little incentive to post players before they turn 25. A player can work with a team to include a clause in his contract, which could, in theory, dictate an earlier posting. But those clauses are not standard and are rarely made public. If Sasaki has one, neither he nor anyone around him is saying so. And while Japanese players do not normally negotiate with their NPB teams through agents, rumors have long swirled that Wasserman's Joel Wolf, who represents Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto and San Diego Padres star Yu Darvish, is helping Sasaki through the process and will handle his move to MLB. Wolf declined to comment for this story. Despite everyone's best efforts to keep them politely out of sight, hints of a disagreement between player and team wafted out of Chiba this winter. Sasaki's annual contract negotiations with the club took far longer than normal, stretching towards spring training and requiring the Marines to hold a news conference in which Sasaki said any delay was because his agent and the team went over many details meticulously until we arrived at a deal both sides were satisfied with, as reported by Jim Allen, a writer who covers Japanese baseball. The Marines, too, avoided making any firm commitments to a posting timeline, in keeping with NPB norms that dictate such announcements come after the season. If the Marines have stipulated a checklist Sasaki must complete before he goes, no one is making that clear either. In fact, both sides are showing a dogged commitment to obfuscation rather than acknowledging any tension. "We talk about it every year. I can't predict the timing," Chiba Lotte head of baseball operations Naoki Matsumoto told reporters, including Allen. "His departure before he turns 25 is something I absolutely do not know about. The monster of the Reiwa era." Sasaki was still in high school when observers anointed him the monster of the Reiwa era, the greatest pitcher of this Japanese imperial age. The nickname placed him in an impressive lineage, one that includes Otani, Yamamoto, Darvish, and Daisuke Matsuzaka, and traces its way through the likes of Hideo Nomo in the mid-1990s. But as monsters go, Sasaki is an unproven predator, a pigeon-toed, baby-faced savant whose legend grew as much around things he could not control as it did the arsenal he is learning how to harness. He was 9 when an earthquake hit Japan and triggered a massive tsunami in the Iwate Prefecture where he and his family lived. His father and grandparents died in the disaster, which took an estimated 20,000 lives. The wave washed away his childhood home, forcing his mother to take his family to Ofunato, where the baseball portion of his story began. His middle school was a shelter for disaster victims. His baseball hero, Masahiro Tanaka, and the Rakuten Eagles, whose home city of Sendai had been among the hardest hit, earned a stunning NPB championship in 2013. That offseason, Tanaka, having reached the apex of his NPB career, became a New York Yankee. And soon after, Sasaki became a Japanese high school legend. He touched 101 miles per hour in a high school game. He was so good, so young, that his high school coach did something high school coaches simply did not do. He benched his biggest star in a must-win game to preserve his miraculous right arm. The game, the 2019 Iwate Prefecture Championship, came in Japan's vaunted high school baseball tournament, known as Koshien. Sasaki sat, and his team lost, 12-2 to Otani's alma mater. Sasaki told reporters he wanted to pitch. Locals criticized his coach as if the decision cost the team a Super Bowl victory, peppering his school with angry phone calls. But Sasaki had arrived just as long-entrenched Japanese training norms were starting to give way to less dogmatic American influences. In a Japanese baseball culture that for so long had prized duty to present team, high school team, professional team, whatever, Sasaki became a somewhat polarizing figure because of a decision that prioritized his future. He had every right to aspire. He debuted in May 2021 and pitched to a 2.27 ERA in his first 11 professional starts. In 2022, he threw the first perfect game in NPB in 28 years, striking out 19 hitters and adding to the buzz growing on both sides of the Pacific. Last season, Sasaki held opponents to a 1.78 ERA, which would have trailed only Yamamoto, the right-hander now with the Dodgers, and Shoki Murakami, had Sasaki thrown enough innings to qualify. At 21, he averaged 13.4 strikeouts per 9 innings. Reporters snapped pictures of upper-level MLB executives watching him in Japan. A photo of Dodgers executive Andrew Friedman standing by as Sasaki throws often circulates online when fans wonder about Sasaki's eventual destination. Multiple teams are rotating scouts through his starts, making sure more than one person sees him, vetting the man whose legend has so far outpaced his resume. Polanco, his Chiba Lotte teammate, said he has little doubt Sasaki not only will make it to the majors, but succeed there. At the same time, as someone who made his MLB debut at 22 and never quite found the stardom he anticipated, Polanco admitted he is trying to remind Sasaki that he has plenty of time to do so. Now that Yamamoto's gone, he's the best pitcher in Japan. He throws super hard. He's tall. The split is nasty. Breaking ball. Everything, Polanco said. I tell him he's really young. He needs more experience. I'm like, hey, stay a little bit longer. He's like, no, I want to go. In Japan, something to prove. On this chilly March day, with the wind blowing in from Tokyo Bay whipping off hats of fans, Sasaki looks uncomfortable. His fastball keeps missing to his arm side, making it easy to take, which means no one has much reason to bite on his devastating splitter. His velocity is fine, jumping as high as 98 miles per hour and sitting a few ticks slower. But he is clearly hunting for command, and he is looking for it in the rosin bag, which he visits after every pitch. Through two innings, Sasaki allows 4 runs on 4 hits and walks 3, looking nothing like the once-in-a-lifetime ace the people here are braving the cold to see throw a meaningless preseason game. But those people, and others who have watched Chiba regularly during Sasaki's tenure, know the pitcher is still very much a work in progress. While stateside dreamers pencil him in at the top of their team's 2025 rotations, Sasaki did not even serve as his team's opening day starter in 2024. Here, he still has something to prove. Some people think he's not physically ready yet. They've been saving him a lot, said Hiroshi Sasaki, a prominent high school baseball coach who helped mold Ohtani. Because of that, his team seems hesitant to send him off now in a state where he's maybe not fully ready. Fully ready, of course, means different things to different people, and how Chiba Lotte's management defines it is intentionally unclear. At a news conference in March, Matsumoto, Lotte's head of baseball operations, did not say whether he felt Sasaki was ready or what more the 22-year-old might need to do to demonstrate that he is. So much of Sasaki's situation exists in that intentional uncertainty. The team hoping to keep a young talent as long as possible does not want to disparage him publicly, and Sasaki would never want to disclose anything that might discourage Lotta from posting him at the first possible chance. But people familiar with the way NPB teams operate suggested that the main question about Sasaki, who was treated with such care in high school and beyond, is whether he can handle a full season of work. He threw 129 and one-third innings in his first full season in 2022, then sat out part of last summer because of an oblique injury, and threw just 91 innings. Most Japanese aces, who throw weekly instead of every 5 days, threw 150 to 170 innings in 2023. If Sasaki needs to prove he can handle a full season, or simply provide a full season of dutiful dominance before the Marines are willing to post him, he is on track to do so. That uncomfortable March-spring training start was followed by a few others in which Sasaki did not look like a man about to seize the global baseball spotlight. And as he began the regular season in April, his fastball velocity, normally in the high 90s with regular flashes of 100, dipped into the mid-90s enough that some MLB evaluators started to ask around about it, according to a person familiar with the situation. But in recent weeks, as he moved further from the stress of drawn-out contract negotiations, a more awkward and less regular part of NPB culture than it is in MLB, Sasaki seemed to settle into more regular dominance. Through 8 starts, he is pitching to a 2.18 ERA with 61 strikeouts in 53 and two-thirds innings. Just this week, Sasaki tossed 7 scoreless innings against one of NPB's more talented lineups, throwing 119 pitches without issue. Fairly or not, outings such as those are what is expected of him, and they always have been. I know the pressure, especially here. I think that pressure is why he wants to be perfect every time he goes out there, Polanco said. We were talking last week, and he had thrown a bullpen, a bullpen, and he was shaking his head because it wasn't good. I said, "It's March. It's spring training. You will start feeling better." Every day I try to tell him, "You're a great pitcher. Just relax. You have a great arm. You know how to pitch." It's hard because he's really young, and everybody is watching every time he plays catch. Relatively speaking, Sasaki is not as established as many Japanese aces who made the leap to MLB. Yamamoto won 3 Sawamura Awards, NPB's version of the Cy Young, before he made the jump. Sasaki has not won one. Chicago Cubs left-hander Shota Imanaga led his league in strikeouts the season before heading stateside. Sasaki has not done that either. While Otani's bat made him a special case, even he led his league in ERA and pitched 3 seasons of 140 innings or more before he made the leap. Sasaki is untested by comparison. But for MLB teams, Sasaki has already passed the requisite tests. He would be 23 on opening day, 2025. He throws 100 miles per hour with the kind of splitter his countrymen have used to great effect against MLB hitters in recent years. And if he is posted this year, while he is still subject to international signing rules, he will come cheap. Ready or not, Sasaki will be on his way to MLB sooner than later. He seems to believe, as do MLB teams, that he is far too talented to be held back by convention. Julia Mio Inuma contributed to this report.